Blog Talk Radio.
Stokers and Beers broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, that's WBEST. Stokers and Beers is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to come and boast his or her bold opinion about the sport that they love. You can catch Stokers and Beers most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Again, I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beers Radio Show. Today's topic is Monday Night Football and NFL Week 7 Recap. The host will debate professional armchair quarterbacks on the sport they love. The host will discuss the results of Monday Night Football and recap the action from NFL Week 7. The host will share scores from NBA and NHL action with the global listening audience. We don't have a guest coming on the show today to do our street free agent athlete spotlight or to introduce some music projects or whatever. Because this show is, we do cater to allowing people that are still, you know, either if you're an athlete and you're a street free agent, we allow street free agents to come on the show and tell their story, coming from high school to college, college to pro, and where they are currently. Like yesterday, we had my man Tracy Brooks Jr. on the show yesterday, telling his story as a street free agent. Plus, we also allow artists, hip-hop and R&B artists and producers to come on the show and tell their story. I'm trying to make it from the underground to the mainstream in the music business, and introduce their music and put their music in rotation. If you'd like to be on our show, whether you're an athlete or an artist, you can DM me at Ferrand Sports. It's all one word, at capital F-E-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferrand Sports on Twitter. And you can DM me on Twitter to find out how you can be featured on our show. Whether you want to come on the show and just tell your story, or if you're an artist, you can come on and tell your story. And also, like I say, feature your beats, your music, if you're a producer or artist. And if you're an athlete, you can come on and tell your story again from your journey from high school to college, college to pro, and from and where you are right now. So you can give a blueprint to a lot of soon-to-be free agents that'll be graduating college this year that may not get a pro day, may not have gotten a junior day. And they're expecting to be on the NFL draft board, and they're probably not going to be on there. All these stories are sports, are you know, can be used for each sport: baseball, basketball, hockey, football, whatever sport you play. I mean, when you talk about free agency, everybody wants to play at the highest level, but everybody won't be able to play at the highest level. We all know that, and we're just trying to help educate you and help you design a blueprint to navigate. Navigate you through free agency. At the same time, for hip-hop and R&B artists, we'd like you to come on the show and tell your story as well. And because it's a lot of up-and-coming hip-hop artists, you know, singers, producers, that are on the underground trying to get mainstream, and they face a lot of the things and a lot of the challenges that athletes face, you know, trying to break out and get seen and be noticed and get an opportunity to get that bag. And if anybody knows me, you know I've dealt with I've been an A&R in the music business for some time, A&R and a manager. And the same thing in sports. I am a agent and a athlete manager as well in sports. So I do both. Sports and entertainment, they're very relatable. Every now and then I run across an athlete turned artist and artist turned athlete. You know, so the prime example of that is Shaquille O'Neal, Damian Lillard. They both play both either played or play basketball currently, and they both like to rap or DJ or whatever, or both. So there you go. Anyway, again, for those just tuning in, welcome to the Stogie the Bear Radio Show. I'm your host, Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogie the Bear Radio Show. Stogie the Bear is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to come on the show and debate myself and boast about the sport that he or she loves. We do a lot of football talk on this show, so we do talk a lot about the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, NCAA football, and basketball when it comes around. Business, e-commerce, hip-hop and R&B, and jazz. We like to advertise custom craft beers, custom cigars. That's going to be a feature that we're going to start implementing more. This is the Stogie the Bear Radio Show, and we're supposed to have a weekly custom beer that we put out in a weekly custom cigar. So, you know, we got to get off into our craft beer segment and our custom Stogies. Custom cigar segment that's going to be coming up. We're also going to be changing our format from a more of a hip-hop music format to a jazz format. We're going to be doing a lot of more smooth jazz because I'm trying to take this show and take it to our brick-and-mortar City College here, San Diego City College, and run these shows on their jazz station. So we're trying to get everything worked out, work out a lot of the kinks. I'm trying to get my performance on air better. I'm trying to just get my interview style down packed and try to make this a good quality product that someone at a brick and mortar station wouldn't mind giving me at least one day out of the week to run the show. So we'll see how that all goes. Something for me to you know, aspire to work toward at this stage of my life. Anyway, again, today's show is Monday Night Football and NFL Week 7 recap. the host will debate professional armchair quarterbacks on the sport they love. The host will discuss the results of Monday Night Football and recap the action from NFL Week 7. The host will share scores from the NBA, NHL action with the global listening audience. And again, we don't have a guest coming on the show today, but if you'd like to call in and debate the host about anything that's coming across the wire that's on TV today, you can call in 515-602-9687. Again, the guest call-in line to debate me or boast about the sport that you love is 515-602-9687 to call into the show. Just call into the show, and then we'll announce the last four of your telephone numbers so you can know that we're coming to you, and then I'll say hello, good morning, and let you know that you're on the air, and then you can talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. So right now, time on deck is 8:13 a.m. in the morning, Pacific Coast time. The weather is sunny, 55 degrees here in San Diego. Sunny, 55 degrees here in San Diego, California. We're going to get off into a little bit of music right now. Our music is donated by Team Mash and Sound Design by the CEO of Team Mash and Sound Design, Keith Clizart, platinum producer Keith Clizart. We're going to get off into some of his beats. At the same time, we have another Keith that donates music to the show, and he is the president and owner of In the Trunk Clothing, and that is Keith Chronic, DJ Keith Chronic. So if you're out there, you want a mixtape done, he specializes in putting together your mixtapes. He also has his own clothing store, which you can find on Twitter and Facebook. It's In the Trunk Clothing. That's NDA Trunk, In the Trunk Clothing. Meaning he can pull up on you in his car, pop his trunk open. He got all kind of T-shirts, hats, jeans, all kind of accessories in his car for you to wear. And that's In the Trunk Clothing. That's owned by my man Keith Payne on Facebook, also known as DJ Keith Chronic on Facebook. And you can find him In the Trunk Clothing page on Facebook and on Twitter. All right, with that being said, let's get off into some music mix. We'll be right back. Stand by. morning again, and welcome back to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. For those of you just tuning in, Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast and debate the host about the show he or she loves. Today we're going to be talking a lot about Monday Night Football. Last night we seen the Chicago Bears. They took out the New England Patriots last night on Monday Night Football. You know, Justin Fields, he had a damn good game. I was telling y'all yesterday morning show, I said I think that Justin Fields is going to be another Jalen Hurts. I just feel like he just needs another year or so to another year or two to come into his own. And I can kind of like see right now the direction that his career is going to be going into as he keeps developing and get the right team behind him and everything like that. So that's a blessing in itself. So for him, I think he's going to be another Jalen Hurts. The guy came from a big program, big college program, Ohio State. So I everybody's panicking about how his play has been, how the team's been looking, and all that their stuff. But you guys got to understand, you know, sometimes it just takes a guy some time to develop. And I think that's what Justin Fields, what he's been dealing with, just needing time to develop. I think a couple of his coaches been swapping in and out. You know, they've been changing personnel since he's been in the league. So he has to get used to one coaching style. And I think right now with the team that got put together right now, the staff that got put together right now, I think he's doing all right. I think they're 3-4 now, something like. And so he's gonna be all right. He looked good last night to me. He looked real good last night to me. He threw the ball well, ran the ball well. It's all around team effort. You know, one thing about football is a team sport. It's a team sport. Everybody got to quit trying to figure out how one person is going to basically carry the whole team throughout the season. The quarterback can't win the football game for you all the time. That's why you have a running back. That's why you have offensive line. That's why you have a defensive line. That's why you have cornerbacks, linebackers, wide receivers, because it's called a team. Everybody has a position, and the quarterback needs to play his position. However he plays it, whether he uses speed, his legs, or both, uses feet, his arm, or both, you know, whether he want to do it running, whether he want to do it throwing, you know, that's based on the IQ of the quarterback. You know, it just depends. You know, you could be a Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts type, or you could be a Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers type. It doesn't matter. The quarterback is going to, you know, has to do his job, but at the same time, he has to have a line to block for him. Wide receivers have to catch the ball. Running back has to hold on to the ball, you know. So it's everybody has a job. The coach got to coach. The coordinator got to coordinate. So, you know, I'm just tired of these, you know, everybody get on these talk shows and they'll start talking about what the quarterback is this, the quarterback is that. Yeah, the quarterback is the leader of the team. We get it. He's the captain. He's the leader of the team. He's the general on the field. But at the same time, it all boils down to the battle plan. Everybody executing the battle plan. The quarterback doesn't make the battle plan. That's the coaching staff. They make the battle plan. So anyway, a lot of stuff coming across the wire this morning. On a sad note, Brittany Griner, her appeal for her 9-year prison sentence in Russia was denied. Russia denied her appeal. So right now, the United States State Department and all this stuff still has her as wrongfully detained because they have her in Russia over a very, very small amount of weed. Almost like we found some residue in a container that she had on her way back to America. Well, first of all, she's on her way back to America. If anything, you should have let the United States execute that. But, you know, this stuff is foolish. And the woman, I think she has dual citizenship in Russia. And if she don't, she's been playing basketball over there for some years now. I think at least, you know, 3 to 5 seasons playing basketball, representing whatever city in Russia in their basketball league for the last few years. I mean, I don't get it. You know, it's just a mess. And some of these, she got a lot of stuff working against her. You know, she's a African-American woman. You know, on top of that, there she's part of the LGBT community over there, and I think over there they frown upon the LGBT community and everything like that. So I mean, she got a lot of things going against her socially, as well as the crime itself. So I don't know. I just pray for Brittany Griner. Hopefully that Kamala Harris, her being our first black and Indian vice president, hopefully she's going to go over there and say, let her go. I can't see this. I can't see Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in this unique administration just letting her sit there. I'm just gonna keep my prayers up for Brittany Griner. Everybody keep throwing a prayer up for her, and hope that she'll be back soon. I really believe in my heart that the United States is going to make a deal to get her back before this year is up. Before this time next year, I'll start counting down from now, 12 months from now. I saw countdown from now to 12 months from now. Somewhere within the next 12 months, I believe that Brittany Griner will be back at home, and hopefully she'll be back at home before, you know, by the time the WNBA season starts back, so she can rejoin her team, get in shape, and make her appearance back on the basketball court. But anyway, keep Brittany Griner in your prayers. As these NHL scores come across my monitor, I'll belt them out to you right now. They got the Avalanche and the Rangers tonight. Avalanche and the Rangers tonight going at it in NHL news. We'll see who wins that one. But at the same time, you know, today they've been talking a lot about Tom Brady. Are they going to be the Bucks going to be able to beat the Browns? Tom Brady going up against the Cleveland Browns. I believe that's I got to see what day they're playing. I'm trying to see if it's going to be a Thursday night game. I got to look at my monitor again. If you'd like to call in and talk about any of these topics, the telephone number to call in is 515-602-9687. Again, 515-602-9687. For those of you just tuning in, we're talking about Monday Night Football and NFL Week 7 recap. You know, just looking at everything, we're in week eight, going into week eight Sunday. We'll be going into week eight. So this season is moving forward. I was just sitting here looking at the NCAA scores and everything. Right now, my LSU Tigers look like we're about 6-2. Look like we're 6-2. We're already bowl eligible with Brian Kelly at the helm. Got a real good team. And I was just looking at everything. It's almost bowl season. Thanksgiving coming up in the next, 4 weeks? Thanksgiving will be coming up in the next 4 weeks this year. It's wrapping up pretty quick. So we're almost Thanksgiving, almost Halloween. Monday is Halloween. You know, all the kids will be out Saturday night for Halloween, more than likely. So Saturday, Sunday night, kids will be celebrating Halloween. And I think Halloween is actually on Monday. With that being said, like I said, you know, NFL goes, you know, we're almost getting close to that mid-season mark. I think we could just officially say week nine, that's mid-season. So the next 2 weeks, right now the best record is 6-0. Best record is going to be 6-0 right now with the Philadelphia Eagles. Everybody else that has won 4 to 5 games. That's a good record. Everybody that's kind of like two or three wins, you know, those probably going to be the teams that are going to be left out. We're almost mid-season, and you've only won about two or three games. You're basically scouting your team, trying to see who you're going to cut. You're trying to see who you're going to cut bait with and try to bring in some key free agents. In the off season, when you're down in the barrel like this here, I'm not saying it's impossible. Like right now, my Saints, we've only won 2 games, so let's say we got half a season to go, we still can possibly win 10 games. But is that, you know, realistically, is that going to happen? Probably not. I think everybody's got about 2 to 3 wins right now. You're going to probably wind up with 5 wins on the season, if that, maybe 5 or 6 wins. So, like the Saints were probably looking at a 6-11 season, 17 games. We're looking at a 6-11 season, and we're going to be doing some rebuilding. I think my brother, he's a big diehard Saints fan because that is our home state team. I think that what's going to happen with the Saints is that we're going to have to get some key free agent signings, some key veteran free agent signings to build our roster up a little bit, let some people go. We'll see what happens. Sports is hard. I thought that the Saints were going to have a great team this year with you know, the Honey Badger being there now. We got Landry being there. I was hoping they would have signed Odell Beckham. He's still out on the market. Maybe we'll get him in before the trade deadline and signing deadlines and all this stuff. So it's a possibility, you know, however you're going to do it, however they do it. I can't remember, like, if it's like a deadline for signing players. There's probably no deadline on signing somebody because you can bring people in off the street. Like Odell Beckham, I consider him a street free agent right now. He's on the street waiting on a job. So we can pull him in as a free agent probably any time this season. But if we're going to make any key trades, we have a deadline for the trade. We have a trade deadline. Maybe we need to get rid of some people and bring some more assets in. So we'll see what happens with the Saints and all these other teams that got only two or three wins, like last night, the Chicago Bears, three wins and everything like that. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, these guys, they make a whole lot more money than I do for being on a bad team. But, you know, we as fans, short for fanatics, we as fans, we root for these teams. I mean, it's human. We you know, sports is all about community. It's all about community. It's our own little army and our community fighting against the other armies. So that, you know, what a lot of people don't understand, the reason why we have sports is because the human thirst for competition, the human thirst for war. So we don't kill each other in war all the time. That's where sports came from. We desire sports to feed the competitive edge and feed the thirst for war and conquering something. That's why we have sports. So it's just, you know, that's just our way of, you know, quenching our thirst on competition. That's why we built sports. Because if we didn't have sports, we'd be fighting each other, literally fighting each other or being at war with each other. And, you know, that's a lot of bloodshed. And you know me, I'm not about bloodshed. I'm about light, not darkness, love, not hate. So thank God for sports. Anyway, again, across the wire, they're saying Brittany Griner's appeal denied, 9-year sentence is upheld. So it's a mess with that. But NHL news, we got the Capitals 6 over the Devils. Capitals 6, Devils 3. Stars 2, Senators 4. So the Senators 4, Stars 2. Just shouting out a couple of NHL scores coming across the wire. I told you guys I'd be doing more NHL news as I see it come across my wire because it is hockey. It is time for hockey, and that is our fourth biggest sport in the United States. We got the Oilers 6 over the Penguins 3. Oilers 6, Penguins 3. Sid Crosby, 4 goals for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Again, that's the Oilers 6, Penguins 3. And, you know, in basketball news, they were talking about across the wire, Ben Simmons having a bad game last night with the Brooklyn Nets. He had a bad game. Guess he fouled out again last night against the Memphis Grizzlies. Against John Morant, put a whipping on the Brooklyn Nets. So the Grizzlies, you know, defeated the Nets. John Morant baited Ben Simmons into a late foul. He fouled out, you know, if I'm correct, last night. And so, you know, John Morant, human highlight reel, just like Russell Westbrook. I'm hoping that he doesn't, you know, start having woes later on in his career, sort of like what Russell Westbrook is dealing with. Because they seem to me to be like the similar type of player. John Morant and Russell Westbrook, they seem to be very identical in their playing style. He's like a young Russell Westbrook, attacking the hole, attacking the rim, you know, putting the ball in the hole. They're saying that Lakers reportedly to resume trade talks with the Jazz. Will LeBron and L.A. finally be able to move on from Westbrook? They're trying to send Russell Westbrook to the Utah Jazz. I hope they do. I'm ready for this to be over with. But I know that Utah wasn't a good place for Russell Westbrook because he had a big blow up 1 year in Utah, if I'm remembering right. One of the fans said something crazy, I think something racial out there, and he wanted to fight one of the fans. So I don't know if that's going to be a good place for Russell. But the Lakers reportedly to resume trade talks with the Jazz. Will LeBron and L.A. finally be able to move on from Westbrook? Oof, that's going to be interesting. That's going to be very interesting. Very interesting. So we'll see what happens with that. Yeah, so a lot of stuff going on in the world. You got across the wire, you know, see what some of the lead information is. The Bears roll past the Patriots. Mac Jones benched in the first half. Yeah, that's true. they did sit mac and cheese down Bailey's Cask and Cream, Bailey Zappy Hour. I guess that's what they're saying about him, Zappy Hour. But he came in throwing the ball pretty good. I like the small school kid, small school story. Kid came out of Western Kentucky. You know, looked like he should be the starter moving forward over Mac Jones, if you ask me. But I know they're going to let him compete every week. But, you know, Bailey Zappy against Mac Jones. They had Mac Jones at the podium. Asking him, well, hey, man, how do you feel about being benched and all this stuff for Bailey Zappy? And I think Mac Jones' attitude is, like you said, you know, I had to sit behind Tua Tagovailoa. I had to sit behind Jalen Hurts. I had to sit behind these guys. When I finally got my shot, you know, I got my shot. Well, you know, and if I'm correct, Mac Jones has a national championship. The last one they got, he was the quarterback for that team, if I'm correct, before he went into the draft. But I could be wrong. If you want to correct me, call into the show. 515-602-9687. Again, 515-602-9687. The biggest thing, again, last night, Bears rolled past the Patriots 33-14. Last night on Monday Night Football. Quarterback change for the Patriots. They sat down Mac Jones for Bailey Zappe. But Bailey Zappe is throwing that ball pretty good. I mean, I like it. He came in, and he put the ball downfield. Came in, it was instant offense once he came in off the bench. So I'm thinking that he needs to move forward as the starter, at least for the next couple games, and let Mac Jones kind of get his rhythm, because Mac Jones was just returning to the football field last night. And everybody ain't Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott been in the league for a minute. He's been a vet. He's got his money. So he knows how to come step in and go head on and perform. Mac Jones is still, you know, he's only been in the league, I think, two seasons. But, I mean, he did take the team to the playoffs. He did do that. And I believe he did go to the Pro Bowl, they were saying. So, but I feel like him being so young, still coming off an injury, missing some games, coming back into a situation last night, you know, trying to fight for his job and all that stuff, I think it might have been a bit much. He probably should have just sat back. They probably should just ease him in, you know, split reps. Which I believe Belichick's plan supposedly was to have them split reps during the two-quarterback system last night. But for whatever reason, it didn't go like that. It pretty much, once they seen Mac Jones struggle, he just was sat down, he was benched, and then they put in Bailey Zappe. And then they never did go back to Mac Jones. I don't think they should have went back to Mac Jones either, because I think that he just, you know, with these quarterbacks sit out for a while, you got to ease these guys back in, unless they're vet. A true vet like Dak Prescott or Tom Brady, you know, they can catch up very quickly. But Mac Jones, he probably should have just sat out last night. Okay, it's one thing for to be ready to come back, but they don't have to throw you right back in there to the wolves right away. But, you know, the competitive nature of the human spirit, you know, when we're competing, you're competing every week for your job when you're playing sports. You're competing every week for your job. The good old days, the Buccaneers and the Patriots are both 3-4 after being upset this weekend. Buccaneers and the Patriots are both 3-4 after being upset this weekend. Which legend is missing the other more at this point? Which legend, Tom Brady or Belichick, is missing the other more at this point? I would say that Belichick is probably missing Brady more, because Belichick is a coach. And, you know, a coach needs the right player. But the coach can't play. A player can always go and play. So, and as far as like Tom Brady's already left and went and won another Super Bowl. He's still been going to the playoffs, still been in the Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl. So I mean, the way I look at it is that Belichick is probably missing Tom Brady more than Tom Brady is missing Belichick. But the jury is still out on that. Me, myself, I don't know why they're even putting this in the headlines, because when it's all said and done, people have to move on from each other. People have to move on. Eventually, people have to move on from each other and do what's best for them. You know, the memories will always be there, but sometimes in life, you have to move on from people and go ahead on and move forward and go in the direction that isn't that you're intended to go into. Yeah, so again, across the news, you know, today, so there's a lot of stuff about Brittany Griner, because her appeal was denied. Brittany Griner's appeal denied, 9-year sentence upheld. Griner's been jailed in Russia since February after being arrested for cannabis possession in Moscow. So again, keep your prayers up for Brittany Griner. Hopefully that she can get back over here soon, back home soon. The Golden Knights at the Sharks tonight, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 Pacific. Golden Knights at the Sharks in NHL news. NFL news, Sam Ehlinger named Colts starting quarterback. Matt Ryan has grade 2 separation of his shoulder, and Nick Foles will be the backup to Sam Ehlinger. So Nick Foles will be backing up Sam Ehlinger in case Sam Ehlinger struggled, but Matt Ryan is out. Matt Ryan, former Super Bowl quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. He has a grade 2 shoulder separation. I think that it's a bunch of BS. I think that he just got sat down and got benched. They benched these guys and always come up with these weird injuries like, oh, he got an injury. No, he just sucks. He's sucking right now. That's all. He sucks right now. He's getting older too. You know, you got to remember Matt Ryan was around with Drew Brees, Cam Newton, all these, you know, he's in that era that's about to be going home soon. You know, they're about to go sit down, just like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. These guys are about to sit down. Matt Ryan is right there with them. Phillip Rivers has to eventually go home. Matt Ryan's on his way out the door too. And you start talking that stuff about, oh, grade 2 shoulder separation for Matt Ryan, or high ankle sprain for Baker Mayfield, and all this stuff. You know, when they start talking that stuff, it's just the quarterback sucks. Just say it. He's not playing well, and we're going to bench him and try to push him and try to motivate him by starting the backup person. We're going to try to fire him up, piss him off so he can want to play harder. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You know, in sports, it's that way. When you're on the job in the regular world, you know, you can usually get away with slacking off and not performing well on your job. You might get rolled up. You can get away with this stuff in the real world. But in the sports world, where they're paying you buku loot, they're paying you a big bag, you can't suck. You have to play. You have to play well. So, you know, it is what it is. They're saying next week, Monday Night Football, Bengals against the Browns. Monday Night Football, Bengals against the Browns next week. NHL, Senators 4, Stars 2. NHL, the Senators 4, Stars 2. I'm just reading the scores as they come across the wire, people. I'm going to get off into some free agent news here soon. You know, we got a lot of stuff in pro developmental football free agency. I'm going to be talking about a lot of that stuff, including my live broadcast during the XFL draft, my live on-air broadcast called War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? War Room, why am I still on the draft board, is going to be a safe place for athletes, street free agent athletes, guiding the XFL draft invitation. It's going to be a safe place for them to come in for 2 hours during the draft on my live broadcast to vent about, you know, why is my name still on the draft board? Why have I not been pulled and assigned and drafted by a team? I'm doing this because I want to catch people's live, raw emotions. If you get selected, I want to hear your joy on my show. Saying that, you know, telling the global audience, hey, I got selected. I came off the draft board. I'm going to XFL camp. And at the same time, if you've been sitting there waiting for 2 hours and they've been calling all these picks, you know, over a two-hour broadcast, I want to get your raw emotion on why you feel like, well, I want to know how you feel about not being picked while you're on my on air. I want to hear your raw emotion like, well, dang, man, you know, they picked this guy over me, or dang, man, why are they taking a running back instead of a wide receiver. I want to hear all those raw emotions that got that guys go through while they're in a draft situation. You know, like with the USFL, they're just signing guys. They're in an arms race right now. USFL is just signing guys, street free agents. They're doing trades within their league. They're, catching some NFL camp cuts. They're just signing guys. The XFL is going to be using a draft scenario, which me, myself, I don't like the draft scenario because it takes too long to play out. I think they should just be conducting camps and going ahead on offering the athletes contracts that way. I think the USFL should use that model as well. Conduct your camps and sign your players as they, come through camp. At least sign them, give them a camp contract. Hey, he's good enough to come to camp. Know what you're looking for. Do your workouts and have X amount of people per position going into camp after the workout. But I think it's kind of unfair that you make these athletes sit around and wait. See, in the NFL, when they do their draft, a lot of guys kind of like have an idea. They kind of like have an idea if they're going to be drafted or not. You know if you're a high-level draft pick, you are, because they do what you call projected to go in the first round, projected to be the first pick of whatever, or projected that Cleveland needs a running back. So Cleveland is projected that that's going to be their first pick. They do a good job on ESPN doing draft projections every year. But when you're talking about the XFL, there are no draft projections. They sign their quarterbacks. They just go and get they don't even draft their quarterbacks. They just sign them, flat out sign their quarterbacks. So right now, I think all the teams already have their quarterbacks assigned. They already have all their quarterbacks assigned. And I think, who was that, Carson Palmer, or one of the Palmer brothers, are doing like a quarterback camp for all the XFL quarterbacks that they've assigned to teams. So, but all the rest of the guys that got draft pool invites, they got to literally sit around and wait amongst all these other people that got these invites, because it's like right now I can at least say, since they've been giving out draft pool invites, I've probably seen coming across my wire at least a good 200, and that's just coming across my wire. I don't know how many other invites people have seen out there. I'm assuming they're going to probably have about 1,000 people on the draft board, 1,000 athletes to pick from. And it's just like, good gracious. So if you've been sitting up with a draft pool invite for the last 5-6 months, you're probably going to be frustrated. You're probably going to be frustrated when it comes down to it. More news across the wire. What's the biggest problem with the Lakers? Lakers 0-3 at the Nuggets, who is 2-2 tomorrow at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific on ESPN. Lakers 0-3 at the Nuggets, 2-2 tomorrow. What's the biggest problem with the Lakers? The biggest problem with the Lakers is that, their star is getting older, although LeBron James can still ball. And AD, I don't think he's the same player he was with the Pelicans. But when he was with the Pelicans and the load was on AD, he was balling out because he's the leader of that team. But when you get with another star like a LeBron James, it's like you're looking at him to, hey, man, I'm playing with LeBron James. I'm going to let him take the lead. Sometimes, players got to step up and take the lead. Sometimes you got to be motivated to take the lead from LeBron James. Sometimes you got to be like, no, LeBron, I got this. Let me take this game over. And then LeBron James, He can come in and do what he want to do, which he does what he want to do anyway. He comes in and do whatever he want to do. He can take a game over at any time. But I think the attitude for the supporting cast needs to be, LeBron, I'm trying to come out here and drop 50 tonight. And I think that'll make for a more stronger team for the Lakers. But when you're just sitting back waiting around to see if he's going to take over, I think that's a bad move. And I think that's the knock on Russell Westbrook. He'll come in. He always come in with the attitude of, hey, I'm going to come get mine. I'm finna come get mine. I'm finna attack the rim. But y'all made him feel bad in the media. Y'all made him feel terrible for having that kind of attitude. It's almost like y'all want him to sit back and be passive. be passive aggressive. But Russell Westbrook is not a passive aggressive type of guy. He's an aggressive guy. He's gonna attack the rim. So I don't mind him taking shots. How the heck you gonna make shots if you don't take shots? Then y'all turn around and talk about Ben Simmons. Well, he don't shoot enough. Ben Simmons sit back and he's passive aggressive now. He's just like, hey, you know, I'm gonna dish it off to somebody else. Y'all make the shot. I don't want the burden on me. I don't want people saying I put the team in a bad situation. So it's like either you guys want these guys to be aggressive or you don't. You can't have it both ways. In the case of Russell Westbrook, oh, he takes too many shots, too many bad shots. He's aggressive. Ben Simmons, oh, he don't shoot enough. He don't shoot enough. Well, he's being passive aggressive because, you know, he don't want to be labeled like Russell Westbrook. What do you want these guys to do? It's crazy. You know, so in the East, you know, Ben Simmons is the problem for the Brooklyn Nets. In the West, Russell Westbrook is the problem for the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, how do you guys want it? Anyway, we're going to go off into some more music mix. When I come back on air, I'm going to be talking about my live broadcast during the XFL draft, which is War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? We're going to be doing six interviews. We have six interview slots for XFL street free agents that have a draft pool invite to come on the show. We get a 15-minute interview during the XFL draft, which is rumored is going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada. They're going to be having the XFL draft. And so what we're going to be doing is War Room, again, why am I still on the draft board, trying to catch street free agents, athletes, raw emotions on air. When they get picked, we want to hear the joy. When you get passed over and you're still sitting on the draft board at the end of day one and the end of day two, I want to get those live raw emotions during the draft process. I want to hear guys screaming. I want to hear guys angry. I want to hear guys cry. I want to hear tears of joy and also tears of anguish. I'm in front of a live global audience, and this is live broadcast on November 16th and November 17th. It's called War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? And we're going to be inviting six street free agents each day to come on for 15 minutes and tell us how they're feeling while they're going through the draft process. Tickets are on brown paper tickets. If you want to purchase a ticket to the event and secure your spot to be on air that day in front of a live global audience, most of my shows are listened to on replay. We've been getting a good amount of people listening to the show's replays. So, you know, we'll have those. People can hear you live, and people can also go back and listen to the replay and hear your 15-minute interview during the XFL draft. So it's an exciting time in free agency. Got a couple guys, my three rookies from Fan Control Football. They've all signed or about to sign as of today IFL Indoor Football League camp contract. So my three rookies coming out of college last year played Fan Control Football right after college, meaning they were right on TV playing football right after college. I got one guy, he went to JUCO. Two other guys, one other guy went to a D2, one went to a D3. So JUCO, D2, D3 took my advice, went to Fan Control Football, made a name for themselves in that league, playing on national TV on NBC platform, NBCLX. You know, so that was good for them coming right out of college. They was able to play professional football right away rather than sitting around waiting on the draft invite from the NFL. Like I tell a lot of guys, you know, you have to make your own way. If you didn't do a pro day in college, do a junior day, pro day in college, if that wasn't offered, either one of those wasn't offered, you don't have a draft ranking to be on the draft board going into your senior year. And so that's what the junior day is all about, your pro day, your junior year. Come in there, they come out, take measurements, give you a wonder length test, let you run the 40. So basically what they're doing is evaluating you to rank you within the top 100 athletes in your position going into your senior year. That's your draft grade. When you get your draft grade in your senior year, now you're doing your pro day. Scouts come out, do your pro day, take the numbers back to the teams, and then if you got a draft grade, you're on the draft board, and you could possibly be drafted. If you don't have a draft grade, you know, you're not going to be drafted because you're not on the draft board. So my athletes, the JUCO kid, no draft grade, D3 kid, no draft grade, D2 kid, no draft grade. So I suggested all three of those athletes go play professional ball at some level, at the pro developmental level, and they went to Fan Control Football, which has a big following, and, you know, they're on Twitch, they're on Fubo, they're on all these different platforms online and on these apps. And Fan Control Football secured a TV contract with NBC. They're on NBCLX. So every Saturday morning, I could get up here, sit up and watch them on TV. I could watch them on my laptop, my phone, or watch them on my television. And they ran two programs a day, one in the daytime, one in the evening time for Fan Control Football. So my guys had a great time down there in that bubble in Atlanta. And two of them have already signed IFL contracts with the Tucson Sugar Skulls and the IFL. And one should be signing a contract today. The last one should be signing a contract today with the Northern Arizona Wranglers. After I get off the show today, we're going to be in talks with the Northern Arizona Wranglers and getting a contract signed for that last gentleman. But anyway, we're going to go off into some more music mix right here, and we'll be back. Stand by. Welcome back to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Stokers and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Time on deck is 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it is 61 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny in San Diego, California. Stokers and Beer is broadcasting live from WBEST, Chula Vista, California, WBEST. This is WBEST, Chula Vista, California. And I am your host, Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to come in and debate the host or boast about the sport he or she loves the most. We talk a lot about the NFL because this is a football talk show. But we do talk a lot about NBA, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League as well. We at least put the scores up for the National Hockey League in any major news. But we do talk a lot about football, whether it be college football or NFL stuff. We talk a lot about football on this show. But all sports are given a decent amount of coverage on this show. If you'd like to call into the show and debate the hosts or boast about the sport that you love, even if I don't know much about it, you can call in and teach me about it. And at the same time, if you don't know much about what I'm talking about, I can teach you about it. The call-in line for a guest is 515-602-9687. Again, 515-602-9687. Today's topic is Monday Night Football and NFL Week 7 Recap. The host will debate professional armchair quarterbacks on the sport they love. The host will discuss the results of Monday Night Football and recap the action from NFL Week 7. The host will share scores from NBA and NHL action with the global listening audience. So, a lot of stuff going on in the world of news today. One big thing is Brittany Griner's appeal in Russia was not granted. The 9-year prison sentence was upheld for Brittany Griner. So let's keep Brittany Griner in our prayers and everything like that. And hopefully that she'll make a safe return home soon. A lot of stuff going on in the news, you know. Big thing is the Ravens 4-3 at the Buccaneers 3-4 Thursday night, 8:15 Eastern Thursday night. Ravens Bucks Thursday night football, so that'll be on Amazon Prime. I won't catch that game because, like I told you guys, I believe it was last week, I don't get all these apps. Trying to get all these apps to see all these games. If it's not on traditional television, I'm not even going to be watching them anymore. You got all these different people coming into the market space. Buying up airtime, and then they're buying up these games and running them on their network, on their apps. And so it's like, you know, you're not going to get the game on ESPN, CBS, ABC, all the traditional stuff that we're used to watching our sports media on. You're going to have to subscribe to somebody's app or get some kind of smart TV that has those apps so you can see a lot of these games in the near future. But as it stands right now, I'm not trying to change the way I watch TV and going and get the Amazon Prime app just to watch a Thursday night football game. Thursday night football is still fairly new anyway. I mean, it's been around for some years now, but it's still a fairly new program. So I'm not going to really break my neck. I'll just wait for the games to come on Sunday. And everything like that. So, we'll watch it the traditional way, but I'll be looking at my monitor, trying to get some scores, and you know, through on the monitor, Twitter. You know, I use my social media stuff like Twitter to see who's winning the game, Twitter or Facebook. You know, a lot of people be posting up stuff about Thursday night football, so that's how I get my all the news on any sport that I can't pick up. I just go to social media because there's always going to be somebody talking about it. So, you know, I'll just wait around for the scores to be posted on social media for Thursday night football. But, yeah, the Bucks are going to be facing Lamar Jackson. It'll be Tom Brady and Lamar Jackson going head up on Thursday night football. Who's going to win that one? I'm going to say Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are going to take out the Bucks because – Bucks just not playing good football right now. Tom Brady's not playing good football. The Bucks aren't playing good football. And I think that Lamar Jackson is going to win that one. I think they'll win. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Last night, Justin Fields had a damn good game against the New England Patriots. He had a good game last night. Mac Jones got benched for Bailey Zappi. Bailey Zappi came in, played a good game. I believe he threw 2 touchdowns last night, if I'm remembering correct. 2 touchdowns. And so he came in, gave the team a spark in a losing effort. But, you know, it's football. We're almost mid-season. You know, so a lot of these teams that got, you know, they got 2 or 3 wins, they're probably not going to be doing anything. They're saying Justin Fields went 13-21 last night, 179 passing yards, 82 rushing yards, 2 total touchdowns and a win. The last night showed the Bears got the right coach in Matt Eberflus. I think so. I think this guy, he's kind of steadied the ship with his young quarterback. And defense didn't play too bad last night either. So I think Chicago is going to probably be in the next 2 years a playoff team. It kind of looks that way. So, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens and everything like that. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. But I just want to encourage everybody out there, you know, I want to get off into a little bit of pro-developmental football street free agency news with the IFL, Indoor Football League, signing a partnership agreement to being the exclusive partner for as a minor league system for the XFL. I'm encouraging all you street free agents out there to give me a call so I can help get you a contract. And I have a lot of relationships with IFL football teams. I can help you get a contract with these IFL football teams and get you going. Get you off the couch, put you on the field so you can start playing again. I can help you do that. But you got to call me. You got to be willing to get out of your own way. A lot of this stuff, since I've been doing this business, you know, it's like, well, a lot of athletes will say, well, the IFL ain't big enough for me. I should be in the NFL. Well, however you look at it, you're not in the NFL, and for whatever reason. I don't know what reason that is, but if you're not in the NFL, you're just not in the NFL. And to get to the NFL, you got to show somebody something that you can play. And I'm not talking about your college stuff. Because once you graduate college, what people don't understand is that if you graduate college, your college film really means nothing. People want to know, what are you doing now? And telling a coach or a scout or a general manager, oh, yeah, I've just been kind of like, you know, at home training, just training, waiting on a call. Training, waiting on a call is usually not the right answer. It's usually not the right answer. At the same time, you have a lot of agents that'll tell you, hey, you know, don't play arena league, don't play at that level, because what if you get hurt playing arena football and then the NFL team calls you? Well, NFL team 9 times out of 10 ain't gonna call you if it's after the draft and camp has started and then camp has broke and they're into the regular season. Like right now, if you're a D1 athlete and you're sitting around waiting on the phone to ring, it's probably not going to ring. Because what a lot of people don't understand is every D1 athlete on the draft board don't get drafted. And usually they're the ones that are sitting at home with their lips poked out, saying that they ain't going to play arena football. Well, I'm here to tell you right now, the IFL, Indoor Football League, they're set to help people move up to the XFL. They're set to move you up to the XFL, and if you're playing in the XFL and you get released, they're sending you down to the Indoor Football League to play. So you can develop and possibly get called back up. So that's what I'm liking about pro-developmental or minor league football, alternative football, however you want to look at it. The system is set up now to where a lot of the opportunities that I had that everybody was snubbing their nose at, these are valuable opportunities now because these opportunities have been merged with bigger leagues, bigger pro-developmental leagues like the XFL or the USFL. So, like I'm telling people, get with me now. Get with me now so you can get with me now so you can basically be in a position to, you know, to get seen. So, anyway, with that being said, we're going to go back off into some more of our music mix. Stand by. Hello and good morning. Welcome back to the Stolen and Beer Radio Show. And I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stolen and Beer Radio Show, which is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast his or her bold opinions about the sport that we love, the sport that they love. Topic was Monday Night Football, NFL Week 7 recap. The host will debate professional armchair quarterbacks on the sports they love. The host will discuss results of Monday Night Football and recap the action from NFL Week 7. The host will share scores from NBA and NHL action with the global listening audience. Today, we didn't have a special guest to come on the show or any guest sports contributors to come on to the show today, but it's okay. I encourage all street free agents, though, that would like to come on the show and tell their story. DM me at Ferran Sports on Twitter, and I'll let you know what it takes to get on the show. At the same time, if you're a hip-hop or R&B producer or artist and you would like your music put in rotation on the show, your clean radio-edited lyrics, or for producers, if you have beats you want to showcase on the show, I'll put you in rotation for 30 days and also let you come on the show and tell your story as well. Just DM me at Ferran Sports, all one word together, at Ferrand. Sports, S-P-R-T-S, at Ferran Sports. Capitalize the F and the S in Ferran and Sports. So that's at Ferran Sports on Twitter. And you can DM me for more details on how to be on the show. If you'd like to be a part of our live broadcast event titled War Room, Why Am I Still on the Draft Board? We have tickets available on Brown Paper Tickets. We have 12 spots for 15-minute interviews. If you would like to be talk about how you feeling going through the draft process on November 16th and 17th. We allow you to come on the show on a live broadcast for 2 hours during the XFL draft. and just basically share your raw emotions with us, whether you're happy to be drafted or whether you're upset that you haven't came off the draft board yet. So War Room, why am I still on the draft board? This event will allow street free agents that receive draft invitations for the 2023 XFL draft pool to express their emotions in a 15-minute interview regarding the wait to be drafted. It will allow them to consider if their invitation was legit or a fraud, allows them to express why they should already be drafted, allows them to express the joy of being drafted for a camp opportunity, and allows them to express why they should get a free agent camp contract to compete for an active roster spot. So War Room is going to be alive on November 16th and 17th in my regular scheduled showtime, 8 a.m. Pacific time to 10 a.m. Pacific time. And it's going to be a live broadcast to basically capture street free agents' raw emotions. A lot of these guys got XFL draft pool invitations a while back, and basically it's just going to be allowing them to vent their emotions or express their joy going through the process of being drafted. Because, I mean, you know, once the draft starts, and these general managers are in their war room, they're looking at the needs of the team. Who's the right fit for to get that bag of money they're going to be paying? I mean, the XFL, they're going to be paying a pretty decent check. I'm figuring most players will get about $60,000. That's a pretty decent check for 6 months of work. So that, and you know, I just want to get your raw emotions recorded and broadcasted live as well to a live global audience on what you're feeling as you keep getting passed up on the draft board, or as your name comes off the draft board and you can express that joy with us as well. So that's War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? So that's going to be a great, entertaining show. You know, I just want to get some guys' raw emotions because, you know, sports is all about emotions, and a lot of these guys, you know, they've been waiting on their opportunity. And it's like, as you see people get drafted ahead of you, I want to capture that raw emotion, that raw anger that you'll have as you're going through those tense moments during the draft. Anyway, with that being said, Late Night Dog isn't feeling too great today. This is I've been up burning the midnight oil a lot, trying to work hard for my athletes, and you know, I just feel a little bit under the weather. So unfortunately, like I had told you guys, when I'm sick, the show is sick. So right now, I'm sick. I need to, you know, get a little bit of rest and come back strong for you guys tomorrow. I labored through the first hour. I just need to get some rest, I believe, because I've been trying to get a lot of free agents signed, shopping out a lot of film, doing a lot of tweeting on social media, trying to get people and, you know, give people an opportunity to work with me. So I've been kind of like burning the camel at both ends. I'm just a little bit wore out today. So, unfortunately, since I don't have a staff yet, I don't have my news director to take over for me. I'm still looking for a news director and special guest sports contributors to come on the show to help with the show. I don't have a whole lot of money to pay, but I do have an opportunity for you to build your reel and break off into the broadcasting field. But anyway, since I don't have any help to do the show, I'm going to have to chop out of here a little early. I was trying to make it to 9:30, but I'm not going to make it to 9:30. So what I'm going to do right now is go ahead on and set Black and Fade All. I want to encourage everybody to love one another, be light, not darkness. Love each other. Treat others the way you want to be treated. We are all one race. That's the human race. We're all one race. That's the human race. Love each other. And go get out, you know, I want everybody to be safe out there. Make sure you keep your hands sanitized and washed. It's cold and flu season again. So we're going to have a lot of coughing and sneezing going on. Get your flu shot, get your COVID-19 shots. And if you feel sick, keep your mask on, quarantine yourself, and get with a doctor so you can get your meds. But everybody stay safe out there. This has been the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, and I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. We're going to go ahead on and set Black and Fade All, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. God be willing. Have a great day.